Several rural hospitals in Georgia are in trouble, and if they close, the consequences could be far-reaching. That's true not just for the local economy, but also for residents who would face longer trips to the doctor or the ER. Georgia lawmakers are grappling with how to keep rural hospitals from closing. One proposal? Create an incentive for Georgians to donate to rural healthcare organizations instead of paying taxes to the state. WABE's LEU reports.
Inside the Senate chamber at the Georgia Capitol last week, lawmakers watched on big white screens a demonstration of what's called telemedicine.
This is our AIO device that captures various pictures for us to show the doctors.
Nurse Jennifer Murphy is more than 200 miles away from the Capitol in Appling County. Through video conferencing, she shows lawmakers images they took that morning of various body parts.
This is an eye that we captured.
One big green pupil shows up on screen, then a fingerprint. Next, a close-up photo of a patch of skin.
And here is a skin cancer that we captured off of a nose this morning.
These are the types of signs and images relayed to doctors who may very well be hundreds of miles away. Telemedicine is touted as one way to help rural residents who are nowhere near a doctor. While it can help with routine care, it can't replace a hospital.
Our mission and purpose is to do whatever we can to keep rural hospitals survivable, viable, financially capable, providing patient care throughout the rural part of the state of Georgia.
That's Jimmy Lewis, CEO of Hometown Health. He represents about 50 rural hospitals in the state. He's busy trying to keep them from financial failure.
Well, we have right now counties that are offsetting the deficits in the 8 to 10 hospital range. So we've got 8 to 10 that we know are so fragile.
If nothing changes, they could join at least four rural hospitals that have closed since 2013. Lewis says it's partly because many of them have a hard time getting paid for patients they treat.
There's a law called EMTALA that says you have to see everybody who shows up, whether they can pay or not.
Some Georgia hospitals get money from the federal government to help pay for the uninsured. It's called disproportionate share hospital payments, but those payments will run out soon. Under the Affordable Care Act, it was expected that almost everyone would have health insurance because states would allow more poor adults to get Medicaid, also known as Medicaid expansion. But
we're not in Medicaid expansion, and we're going to get cut the disproportionate share, so it's a real problem.
To help solve the problem, a state representative from Forsyth County has one idea. Let people and corporations get a state tax credit when they donate to a rural health care organization. Bill sponsor, Jeff Duncan.
They could laser focus their tax dollars directly to a specific rural health care organization. And we see that being the ability for folks in their own community to help their own community.
So if you give a rural clinic $2,000, you could save $1,600 in state taxes. Duncan says the bill is modeled after a similar program that allows people to claim tax credits when donating to private schools.
And the goal is to create an immediate impact, financial impact on those local hospitals to keep their doors open.
If the measure passes, the state could lose up to $250 million in revenue for those tax credits. Others say there are more efficient ways of using that same amount of money. Tim Sweeney is Deputy Director of Policy at the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute.
The distribution of the dollars would probably be a little haphazard and potentially a little random.
Sweeney says it would be much easier for well-to-do hospitals to get more of those donation dollars.
That the communities with the greatest need from a rural healthcare standpoint would be the ones that are least able to take advantage of this, and then we haven't really addressed the core problem.
He says that core problem is that hundreds of thousands of Georgians have no health insurance. He says those dollars could be better spent directly to expand Medicaid to help ensure they do. While state Democrats have pushed for Medicaid expansion, Georgia Republicans say it's too costly in the long run. Jimmy Lewis of Hometown Health says while there are no silver bullets to the rural health care crisis, the proposal to funnel donations to rural health care right now is a big deal.
It's extremely important for rural hospitals to be able to do this because absent this, as we have already learned, the funding is drying up at such a rate that there will be additional closures if we don't find a way to circumvent this.
He says the tax credit idea could turn into the most substantial investment so far to help keep rural hospitals alive. LEU WABE News.